Recent remarks by Governor Bobby Jindal over current teacher tenure have not been well received by those representing teacher unions. Mr. Jindal, in discussing his education reform package last week, quipped that tenure was like getting paid for breathing. Louisiana Federation of Teachers President Steve Monahan says if the governor wants educators to be receptive to an overhaul of tenure, he should tone down his rhetoric.
Once the pond is proverbially poisoned, people who are interested in good policy discussions, fair-minded policy discussions, are now disengaged from that discussion.
Jindal also likened tenure to a job from which an employee cannot be fired, short of selling drugs in the workplace or beating up a client. Monahan says tenure does not protect bad teachers from termination and that Jindal's remarks were uninformed. He says such conclusions may have damaged the chance for serious debate on Jindal's proposals.
But if you begin with broad shots of fantasy, overselling what the problem is, then you lose the ability to sit at the table and talk about policy.
Talk of those policies will take place with the House Education Committee. Baton Rouge Representative Steve Carter chairs the panel and supports the governor's proposed reforms.
And obviously you're going to have naysayers on one side who are saying that, you know, it's a right that they have and it's a privilege that they have based on the toughness of the job.
He says he's not seen actual legislation for tenure reform, but backs the idea.
I feel like that we're struggling right now. We've been struggling, and I'm looking for new, fresh, innovative, creative ideas. I think tenure is one of them.
Council for a Better Louisiana President Barry Irwin says as the legislative session gets underway in March, some lawmakers will look to support the governor.
But I think what you're going to see is a lot of pressure on a lot of these folks from the teacher unions and perhaps from some of the school boards, just different folks from the education establishment who may come out in large numbers and pressure them.
Legislators will likely weigh a significant item of tenure policy. In the current system, teachers receive tenure after 3 years of positive job reviews. Governor Jindal wants to see job protection status for a teacher evaluated as highly effective for 5 consecutive years. Irwin sees tenure reform and new teacher evaluations tied together to close legal loopholes that could be sought in the future.
I think part of the intent of this is to try and get rid of some of those legal recourse issues and actually streamline the process, make it more data-based instead of, just observation-based.
Specific legislation has not been released, but local attorney Doug Lawrence, who represents governmental bodies over school law, questions how any new guidelines of extending requirements might affect teachers currently on tenure track.
I think the challenge is going to be to figure out how does that impact, first of all, those people that are certified who have been working and they are in years 0 through 3 and they have not yet gained tenure. Will it mean for them that they now must work 5 years and that they must meet the grade, so to speak, for 5 consecutive years before they will gain tenure?
One aspect that would play in favor of proponents of change for tenure law is that reform measures would not have to find overwhelming support.
It's in the Louisiana Revised Statutes under Title 17. It's not in the state constitution. It only takes a majority to change the statutes where the Louisiana teacher tenure law is located.
Knowing that one vote will sway an item's fate has both sides preparing for much debate. I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News.